The Return of the Cory.
Let's begin with a question. Who were you before the world told you who to be? As it relates to the zodiac, this question may be far more important than what sign are you? Most of us can answer questions about our personality. We know our likes and our dislikes. We know the roles we play. We know the labels we've collected throughout our lives. Parent, partner, professional, caretaker, teacher, leader, rebel, healer. We know what we do. We know what others expect from us. But underneath all those identities lies a deeper question. Who are you when all the labels fall away? Who were you before your family told you who you should become? Before culture handed you a script? Before success, failure, responsibility, and survival began shaping your choices? Is there something essential that remains? An authentic self? A soul? A unique spark of being that existed before the world began defining you? I believe there is. And I suspect many of us are searching for it right now. We live in a time of extraordinary connection and unprecedented distraction. Never before have we had so many ways to express ourselves, and yet so many people feel disconnected from who they truly are. Perhaps what we are experiencing is not a crisis of identity. Perhaps it is a crisis of authenticity, of forgetting of something ancient, of forgetting of ourselves. The ancient Greeks had a name for the authentic self before it became shaped by the demands of the world. They called her Cory. Who is the Cory? Well, the Cory is often translated as the maiden, yet the deeper meaning is not youth or innocence. The Cory is the archetypal virgin. However, before we can understand what that means, we need a more ancient and expansive definition of the word virgin. Today, the word is usually understood in a sexual sense. Historically, however, a virgin was someone who belonged to themselves. A virgin was self-possessed, sovereign, whole, one in herself. Her identity did not arise from her relationship to a husband, a family, a community, or even a deity. She was not defined by what she gave to others or by the role she fulfilled. She possessed an inner authority that arose from within. In this sense, the Cory represents authenticity, individuality, psychological integrity, vitality and potency, inner authority, sovereignty, and self-possession. The Cory is the part of us that knows who we are before the world tells us who we should become. She is the original self, the authentic self, the unique spark of soul that enters life carrying its own pattern, purpose, and way of being. The Cory is not merely a goddess figure from ancient mythology. She is an archetypal state of being available to every human being. Every one of us enters life carrying a Cory, a center of authentic being that exists prior to social conditioning, cultural expectations, inherited roles, and collective stories. Yet as life unfolds, we often become identified with the masks we wear and the responsibilities we carry. We learn how to belong, succeed, survive, and meet others' expectations. In the process, we may lose contact with the sovereign center that once guided us from within. The Cory reminds us that beneath every role, every title, and every achievement, and every wound, there remains an essential self that belongs to itself. This is also why the Cory matters to the zodiac. Before we ask what signs, planets, or archetypes shape our lives, we must first ask who is making the journey through them. If the Cory is the authentic self, then perhaps the zodiac is not simply a map of personality. Perhaps it is the story of the soul's unfolding through life. Perhaps this is why the Cory feels so relevant today. Perhaps the Cory is returning because we have reached the limits of living through borrowed identities. We have become skilled at living the identities we inherited, yet many of us feel increasingly disconnected from who we truly are. The Cory emerges whenever authenticity becomes more valuable than conformity, and the soul begins to remember its own voice. At a time when many people feel disconnected from their own truth, the Cori returns as a reminder that authenticity is not something we must create. It is something we must remember.